Tonight, Hisham Mattar will be at the Fayetteville Public Library. His first novel, In the Country of Men, was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. His second, Anatomy of a Disappearance, was named one of the best books of 2011 by many critics, including the Chicago Tribune and The Guardian. His most recent work is a memoir. The Return, Fathers, Sons, and the Land in Between recounts his first trip to Libya in 33 years. He spent part of his childhood there before his family left for Egypt to get away from the Gaddafi regime. When Hisham Mattar was 19, his father was kidnapped and taken back to Libya and placed in a prison and was never seen by his family again. The memoir offers details of attempts to learn more about his father, to understand the past, present, and future of Libya, and to explore familial relationships. Yesterday, Hisham Mattar came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio and read the opening of The Return.
Early morning, March 2012. My mother, my wife Diana, and I were sitting in a row of seats that were bolted to the tiled floor of a lounge in Cairo International Airport. Flight 835 for Benghazi, a voice announced, was due to depart on time. Every now and then, my mother glanced anxiously at me. Diana, too, seemed concerned. She placed a hand on my arm and smiled. I should get up and walk around, I told myself. But my body remained rigid. I had never felt more capable of stillness. The terminal was nearly empty. There was only one man sitting opposite us. He was overweight, weary-looking, possibly in his mid-50s. There was something in the way he sat, the locked hands on the lap, the left tilt of the torso, that signaled resignation. Was he Egyptian or Libyan? Was he on a visit to the neighboring country or going home after the revolution? Had he been for or against Gaddafi? Perhaps he was one of those undecided ones who held their reservations close to their chest. The voice of the announcer returned. It was time to board. I found myself standing at the front of the queue, Diana beside me. She had, on more than one occasion, taken me to the town where she was born in Northern California. I know the plants and the color of the light and the distances where she grew up. Now I was, finally, taking her to my land. She had packed the Hasselblad and the Leica, her two favorite cameras, and 100 rolls of film. Diana works with great fidelity. Once she gets hold of a thread, she will follow it until the end. Knowing this excited and worried me. I'm reluctant to give Libya any more than it has already taken. Mother was pacing by the windows that looked onto the runway, speaking on her mobile phone. People, mostly men, began to fill the terminal. Diana and I were now standing at the head of a long line. It bent behind us like a river. I pretended I had forgotten something and pulled her to one side. Returning after all these years was a bad idea, I suddenly thought. My family had left in 1979, 33 years earlier. This was the chasm that divided the man from the 8-year-old boy I was then. The plane was going to cross that gulf. Surely such journeys were reckless. This one could rob me of a skill that I have worked hard to cultivate, how to live away from places and people I love. Joseph Brodsky was right. So were Nabokov and Conrad. They were artists who never returned. Each had tried, in his own way, to cure himself of his country. What you have left behind has dissolved. Return and you will face the absence or the defacement of what you treasured. But Dmitry Shostakovich and Boris Pasternak and Naguib Mahfouz were also right. Never leave the homeland. Leave, and your connections to the source will be severed. You'll be like a dead trunk, hard and hollow. What do you do when you cannot leave and cannot return?
That's Hisham Mattar reading from his memoir, The Return, Fathers, Sons, and the Land in Between. He speaks tonight at the Fayetteville Public Library beginning at 6. During his visit yesterday, I asked him if he began the process of writing his memoir at all like he began the process for his novels.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It doesn't. I mean, Okay, there are some surprises about writing in a seemingly different genre, and there are some things that are very, very similar that has made me, if anything, even more ambivalent about genre distinctions. So when I start a novel, I am starting with very little. I'm starting usually with a sense of someone, a particular feeling, a particular detail, a particular situation. And then I'm moved forward by my curiosities. And with the memoir, it really started out of a response to my own failure to be articulate about this, about the trip that I made in 2012 with my mother and my wife back to Libya after 33 years of not having been there. And I just was so overcome with lots of things that the trip was an instigator of lots of memories, but also ideas and responses. And so I was enduring those things as we all endure private thoughts, you know, quietly, and life keeps going on. And then, but I couldn't write, you know, once I came back from the trip. I couldn't write for 2-3 months, write anything, not even a letter, which is very unusual for me. So, and so I went back to my notebooks from the trip and I started reading them. And then I picked the first line, which just states the date, basically, and thought, if this were a work of literature, what would be the next line? And what would the next line after that be? And then gradually you have a paragraph, and then you have another paragraph, and then you have what you really need, I think, when what is common ground between writing a memoir and a novel, is you need the book itself to establish its attitude, you know, its appetites, the way it likes to move, what it's interested in. And then at that stage, I don't know what the differences are. Of course, I'm recalling things I know and I'm trying to be faithful to the facts, but I'm also much more interested in not exactly the facts, but how my imagination co-remembers with me, right?
Right.
And so how you organize these things. And those were, you know, very different, but at the same time, very similar.
Would you seek out any sort of confirmation from your wife or your mother about things that happened during the trip to make sure that they were...
Not really. I mean, sometimes I would inquire about something older that I was mentioning, and, you know, just wanting to make sure about a date or a particular detail. But it's not a historical record as such, as much as a space for my consciousness, really, which I think all books are. That's what they really are. They seem to be, of course, about a story and so on. But I think what books are really about is a space for a particular human conscience that can respond to a particular set of facts or events or a landscape in this mode. So for example, I found that the book was when I say its attitude, it had a particular range of concerns, mm-hmm. and it was porous in ways that I found very exciting, by which I mean that it wanted to do, you know, narrative, but also engagement with history and politics and responses to ideas and art, paintings, particular books, but also a bit of reportage, a bit of journalism, the landscape, you know. All of those different genres were somehow being involved, and I found that very exciting. Now, this is the paradox about this book, because it's obviously about very painful things. And it was not easy to psychologically put myself in that space for 3 years, the 3 years that it took to write the book. But it was also thrilling for the writer. You know, technically, it was thrilling.
Well, you mentioned it's about very painful things. And I was wondering if the decision to share with the rest of us the trip and what the trip meant and the previous events of 33 and many more years longer, was there ever any hesitancy to share it?
Yes, in the beginning, you know, because notwithstanding all the evidence, you know, when you write a memoir, I'm a very private person. So writing about myself in such a intimate way in the beginning, I found it very uncomfortable. But then something unexpected happened, which was that as the book began to impose its own modes, as it were, and its own interests and preoccupations and tastes and so on, that discomfort sort of left me. And I found that, paradoxically, the more honest I was, in other words, this is a very interesting question for me in general about writing, is that, you know, when you write from even without knowing it, you write from a particular objective. Mm-hmm. And so the objective here wasn't that I wanted to reveal something or convince you of something or prove something. The objective was much more to do with me really being genuinely curious about how these things have affected my sense of the world. So it was, you know, I am sharing not so much facts. I'm actually sharing something far more intimate. I'm sharing the working, you know, psychological, emotional process of responding to these things that have happened.
Hisham Mattar is the author of the memoir, The Return, Fathers, Sons, and the Land in Between. He speaks tonight at the Fayetteville Public Library, beginning at 6. The event is a partnership between the University of Arkansas Program in Creative Writing and Translation, the University of Arkansas Honors College, and the Fayetteville Public Library. His talk tonight is free and open to the public. We'll hear more from our conversation Sunday morning on Weekend Ozarks at Large on 91.3 FM. That's Sunday morning, beginning at 9.